Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this evening. Parkway Drive singer Winston McCall, thanks so much for calling in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
The new album from Parkway Drive is called Ire. You'll be touring pretty heavily here later this year. What does an Australian band look forward to most about touring in the States?
Junk food and burritos. No, seriously, it's pretty crazy to be able to go to, like, in Australia you get to play basically 7 cities. So coming over to the States and being able to play like 30, 50, 60 cities and having them all be insane shows is a pretty big deal for us. So basically any band from overseas, I think, looks forward to that, especially one from Australia.
The new album from Parkway Drive is called Ire. It just came out. Here's a tune from it. This is Crushed on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Metal Jackie, we've got Parkway Drive singer Winston McCall on the show with us tonight. You take good care of yourself. What's your best kept secret about maintaining nutrition and fitness on the road?
Disregard the fact that I said junk food to start with, but probably staying active is the main thing, and caring about playing on stage. I think as soon as you start becoming lethargic about the actual show that you're putting on, you start becoming a bit of a slob in person as well. So all of us care about the show we put on, and as far as we consider, we fly around the world and people pay good money to come and see a show, so you want to give them the best show possible, and that means you want to actually be physically fit, because this is a physically demanding thing to actually play longer than an hour gig on stage. Like, you exert a hell of a lot of energy, so yeah, basically making sure you give it on stage and making sure you've got some kind of fitness regime off stage. Not that mental for us, but we try and eat okay and run occasionally, and yeah, not too many video games.
Full Metal Jackie with Parkway Drive singer Winston McCall, celebrating the release of the new Parkway Drive album, Ire, which is out now. Quick break. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta coming up, along with music from Cradle of Filth. Gonna have Winston pick a tune and so much more. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Winston McCall, singer for Parkway Drive, is our guest on the show tonight. Winston, what aspects of the music on your new album, Ire, and how the band has evolved, would you never have anticipated when you released the first album in 2005?
Oh, God. Basically, when we released the first album in 2005, the idea was basically play as fast and as hard as you can. And that was it. That was as far as our music taste kind of went, and it was as far as our goals for the band went. And I guess 5 albums on, we've kind of reached a point where okay, we kind of can't really get any faster without becoming noise. And we've realised that the hard parts hit a lot harder when you actually, I guess, work them in with something that isn't quite as hard. When you've got someone just barking at you for half an hour straight, you end up just kind of tuning out. So we want to make sure those bits really, really hit hard when they counted. So there's a lot of stuff on this record that definitely deals with a lot of shading and a lot of, I guess, basically working in those areas that we haven't worked with before when it comes to more melodic parts, and making sure those parts that you normally wouldn't notice stand out a hell of a lot more. So the guitar line is definitely a hell of a lot catchier, and we made sure the music around those parts sticks out a lot more and works towards making those guitar parts stick out, because that's the melody for us. I'm still not exactly the greatest singer going when it comes to keeping the melody.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal pick of the week. Gonna hear new music from the band Huntress, who just released a new album as well. We've got more with Parkway Drive singer Winston McCall coming up right after this. Full Metal Jackie, Winston McCall, singer of Parkway Drive, our guest on the show tonight. The new album, Ire, is coming out on September 25th. And lately on stage, you've been covering Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine. Musically, what elements of the new album made a logical connection that led to wanting to cover that song?
I think definitely the groove. I'd say probably before this album, groove and the words and the concept of it wouldn't have related to our band whatsoever. But being able to actually play that song on stage, and we all grew up listening to Rage, and as far as we're concerned, they're one of the greatest heavy bands ever created. But it's one of those things where when you play it as fast as you can your entire life, it becomes a natural challenge to slow things down. So actually learning how to, I guess, keep it a little bit more subtle at times and work with different, I guess, different elements to create the rhythm. And yeah, for me, especially like the vocal technique and I guess the phrasing and that kind of stuff came massively into effect when it came to the new songs on the new record. And they definitely relate to a far more large variation of, I guess, styles of music when it comes down to it. And Rage is definitely one of the massive influences on this band. So yeah, you can. There's definitely a few tracks on Iowa where you can definitely draw a correlation between the two.
Full Metal Jackie with Winston McCall from Parkway Drive celebrating the release of their new album, Ire. Quick break, though. We've got a member of Death Clock checking in for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Clutch, who are putting out a new album next week, and more with Winston. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Winston McCall, singer of Parkway Drive, on the show with us tonight. Everything about Ire, the new album, from the packaging to a broader musical style, will be somewhat unexpected for some people. What's appealing to you about taking listeners a little bit beyond their comfort zone?
Pretty much exactly how you summed it up. The fact that it's not what people are going to expect. We figured, like, this is our fifth album, and we've got EPs before that as well. We've done so much music over this band's career, and after you've done that amount of work, people kind of expect something. And as soon as they start expecting something, it means you lose that anticipation and you lose that impact. And especially when it comes to making a record where there is diversity when it comes to the actual sound that was made in comparison to everything else, we don't want people to think they know what's coming, because basically you lose the fun. So we wanted to make sure everything about this album, from the single to the artwork to the actual songs on it, like you really had to actually wait for it to come out to actually get the full picture. And basically everything we've put out at this point in time, when it comes to the actual release, has had that exact effect, and that's exactly what we wanted, keeping people on their toes. If you already knew Parkway, then you're kind of going to be in for a shock with this one, and we wanted to give you a heads up. And if you never heard us before, then maybe this is a good inroad into that.
Full Metal Jackie Winston from Parkway Drive on the show with us. The new album, Ire, is out now. The band will be on tour here in the U.S. later on. Go online for the dates. Winston, really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck with all that's to come.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.